Talking to Signore Morlin made us want to see more of the Duomo's crowning glory. I love how what might have been a purely functional feature has been made a thing of beauty. It's as if there's a whole other cathedral here up in the clouds. And it's open to the public, too.
It's a phenomenon, this building.
It is incredible.
It's the only great Gothic cathedral that seems almost designed for you to be able to enjoy and take pleasure in the structure of its making. Down here, you see, you've got this sort of series of walkways, pathways, was always made to be walked on, enjoyed.
Right.
So all the different levels, you can see the structure. And as a result of that, you know, they've exercised their ingenuity, whereas in other Gothic cathedrals, the spires and the minarets just rise up to the sky pointing to God. Here, they've become plinths for outdoor sculptures. You could say this is the first outdoor sculpture park.
You know what it reminds me? It reminds me of this, you know, when you wet the sand and you make these things and they just sort of like grow underneath your hands. It has the same kind of fragility to that.
That's what's so beautiful about the Gothic, I think. This cathedral is actually the engine room of what's made Milan a great temple of modern technology and design, because in the Gothic period, the mathematicians, the engineers, the architects, the designers, they were brought into being by the needs of this cathedral.
Solving problems.
So, yes, it's kind of a machine that's constantly attracting to Milan technological innovators.